Marty was born in Lima, Ohio. Lima? This is gonna be tough, I can tell. If I can't get through the first sentence without being corrected. Okay, Marty was born in Ohio. Her town of Columbus Grove was too small to have its own hospital. She was born in September 1938. Her family later expanded to include her brother Leonard and her two sisters, Mary and Betty. She graduated from Columbus Grove High School in 1956. Marty graduated from St. Luke's School of Nursing in San Francisco in 1961 and moved to Hawaii, where she worked at the Queens Hospital. In 1962, she met Tom, who was serving aboard a U.S. naval ship homeported in Hawaii. They were married in September 1963 at a submarine-based chapel in Pearl Harbor. They located to San Diego in early 1964, where they lived in Point Loma, Claremont, East San Diego, and then Casa de Oro, Spring Valley, from 1976 until 2004, where they relocated to Prescott, Arizona. Marty was and is the proud mom of two wonderful sons, Chris and Scott passed away in 1975. During her nursing career in the San Diego area, Marty worked in a doctor's office, Mesa Vista Psychiatric Hospital, Home Health out of El Cajon Valley Hospital, and for the last 10 years, until we moved to Arizona, she worked for George G. Glenner Alzheimer's Family Care Centers, caring for Alzheimer's patients and caregivers, and teaching CNAs and dementia care specialists. While at Glenner, she co-authored a book, When Your Loved One Has Dementia, published by Johns Hopkins Press. She furthered her nursing education at UCSD, earning certificates as a public health nurse and as a nurse educator. She was licensed as an RN and as a public health nurse. While growing up, Marty was active in the Columbus Grove Presbyterian Church for many years. Our walk with God together started at her urging at the Claremont Presbyterian Church, followed by the First Presbyterian Church of San Diego, then Trinity Presbyterian Church in Spring Valley, and lastly, to the Living Springs Church in Spring Valley. And we were all thankful for that. Along the way, we both took classes at the Berean Bible College in San Diego, were baptized in the Holy Spirit, were part of the charismatic movement, and participated in so many conferences in so many locations, we lost count. We're part of a community within Trinity Presbyterian Church, and lastly, part of what was then called the Walk. When we came to Arizona, we bought a house that is bounded in back and along one side by large washes. These washes have run with enormous amounts of rushing water many times since we moved into our new home. Marty's vision was always a kingdom one, always growing and expanding, and seemed to be primarily anchored in the book of Isaiah, especially in the latter chapters. The house the Lord led us to here was to her and me a physical confirmation of that vision. And some of Marty's favorite verses are Isaiah 40, chapter 3, 41, verse 18, chapter 43, verses 19 and 20, chapter 58, verse 11, and chapter 61, verses 1 through 3. And don't worry, I'm not going to read all those. So, and they're all speaking to her vision of rivers in the desert, of waters and a roadway in the wilderness for all the people of God. She believed that the Lord sent us here for a purpose, and that it had to do with the living water, Christ himself, gathering and energizing his church for his return. How that plays out for me from this point on is an adventure yet to be lived. But I am sure that for her part, she is one of those before the throne asking the Lord how long until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. I have no doubt of that. You should know that literally until her last breath, she fought hard with faith in the word. In her son Chris's words, she was a true warrior of the Lord, and knowing her, she still is. When I think of Marty, the verse that comes to mind is actually one of the verses we just read in Isaiah. It's one of my favorite also. And I am going to read that one. It's Isaiah chapter 43, verses 19 and 20. And it goes like this: Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will glorify me, the jackals and the ostriches. Because I have given waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my chosen people. This to me is what Marty was all about. It was all about the new thing, what God was bringing forth by the Spirit. And her heart was burdened for people being awakened and aware of God's presence and God's moving in their lives. Marty was and is a woman of vision and faith, who was more concerned about pursuing the truth, that living water of Christ, than about fitting into some religious mold. Her faith embraced this day of spirit, the day we're believing for, the kingdom of God coming forth on the earth, which hasn't been all that evident in the natural realm. But because of the way she lived her life, we are all a lot closer to that day being fulfilled. Marty understood the state of wilderness of the human soul. Yet she focused her faith on the water of life that God could create within a human life, within that desert of human experience that Prophet Isaiah is speaking about. The scripture says we have this treasure in earthen vessels. To me, Marty was very aware of the treasure. And I think we all are more aware or are a little bit clearer about the treasure we have of Christ within us because of how she touched our life and how she affected our life. I remember one memory of Tom and Marty had a table in the back of the church which had books and tapes on it. And they ranged from, you know, a lot of, had to do with prophetic voices that were speaking across the land and what God was doing in different places. And they also included self-help books, psychology, anything that would promote the truth and health for people. And I thought it was such an expression of Tom and Marty and where they are at, because really both of them have always thought outside the box. Their focus has not been just to keep the machinery of a church going, but the drive in their heart has been, where's the truth? What's going to promote growth in the people of God? And that table represented to me their own desire for people to break out of their fears and all their mental and religious conditionings and allow the Holy Spirit to open up those streams of living water, the flow of truth, where people could be free to grow and know the Father's love and know who God was and is. And I think that's really a part of not only Marty's heart, but also very much a part of Tom's heart. And I thank you both. And you know, Living Springs, you're both so much a part of the foundation of heart of what this fellowship is all about. And many here that aren't a part of this fellowship, you both have impacted so many lives with the grace of God, the love of God, and just that drive to see him Lord. And Marty, today we honor you. We celebrate you. The woman of God that you are, you're going to minister just as or more effectively where you are now with the cloud of witnesses. But we thank you for having touched our lives and helped us to be more aware of that wonderful treasure of Christ that we carry within us. And one last thing I want to add before I turn this over to others. Marty was very serious and focused on doing the will of God. But at the same time, that woman had such a wonderful sense of humor. And in thinking about her, I just will so much miss being able to tease her and being teased by her. She carries her sense of humor now across the veil. She can entertain them up there. But I was always so impressed with that balance. She could be so focused on doing the will of God and yet have such a good sense of humor about life. And we love her very much. At this time, what I'd like to do is just open it up for others that would like to share about her. And all I ask is that you just come up and speak into the mic so it can be recorded. And one at a time, of course. So.
Start the line, right? I have no doubt that Marty's here with us today and rejoicing, probably laughing some. And we know that she is full of joy, the joy of the Lord that comes from being in His presence, and that she's with others that she loves there. And some of the people here in this church, many of us remember Alan. You remember Alan? Alan Ellis. And I was telling Joan, I hope Marty can get a day pass to go down and visit Alan. So, I didn't say that, did I? Anyway, that Marty talking. Oh, that was Alan, yeah, okay. Well, anyway, in his presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore, remember? And precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Another thing, how the Lord sees it from the other side. And as I was praying for the Greens, especially Tom and Chris and all the family, I kept feeling that that 2 Corinthians 1 is full of special promises for you. There the Lord reveals himself as the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. And he says that we comfort others by the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted of God. So you'll have that ministry as you are comforted and strengthened. You'll have a new dimension to use to bless and strengthen and comfort others. So we bless you in the name of the Lord.
When we were all in the walk, they had a minister's conference or something to do with the walk that was in Phoenix. And they asked the Phoenix congregation to open up their homes to house someone. Well, we got Tom and Marty. And it was one of those instances where there was just an immediate bonding. And even though we've not got to be together a lot as far as being physically together, the bond that was created then has remained all of these years. And Marty and I always called ourselves the twins because we were born on the same day and the same year, which is really unusual, you know, to meet somebody like that. But the thing I appreciated most about Marty, and Tom too, is Marty was spiritual without being religious. And that was such a blessing always to be in the presence of someone who's like that. And I don't like religiosity, and so it was always comfortable to be with Marty and Tom because there was not that spirit that was just so religious. I mean, Marty could talk like a sailor sometimes, you know, if she took a mind to or was aggravated about something. But we love her, and, the selfish part of our flesh doesn't ever want to let anybody go that we love. But I know that she is up there so joyful and rejoicing and looking down on all of us. And we just wish her Godspeed.
I have so many memories of this family. And mostly, I remember how really funny she always was. And how she was just such a wonderful balance, because Tom, you know, he didn't have a whole lot to say most of the time, but when he said something, you really remembered and gave it a lot of thought, because it was just, you know, he wasn't a man of a lot of words, but she was, so I guess that's, you know, why they helped balance each other. And of course, Chris, you know, who grew up with my son, and I was just so glad that the two of them, you know, were together, because Chris, you're just such a fine young man. All the times you spend at the house. I used to go over to the Williamsons to help clean, because they were always so busy, and I wanted to do something to help, Then I'd go over and see Marty, and I always had a lot of problems. She always brought so much lightheartedness, and she was so unconventional. And it just was exactly what I needed. Because, you know, she just, when you, you know, her very nature, even just being a nurse, the caregiver that she was. And then, of course, you know, when you work in a hospital, you got to have a sense of humor. Stay sane, right? Yeah, and she always just did this. And I remember her psalms. As I was worshiping the Lord here, I remembered her psalms. She didn't have the greatest voice, but man, when she spoke the word, it was just, it was so powerful, and it stayed with you, and she stays with us, and she's always going to be with us, and I miss her. It's so good to see you.
First of all, I think Marty would want us to wear name badges because we all recognize each other, but it's been so many years. A week ago, I was on my last weekend of teaching my youngest child to drive. So under this is a lot of gray hair. She missed a turn off Campo Road, and so we ended up on Del Rio Road. And this was the day before I found out about this service. As we went down Del Rio Road, she said, "Whoa, what do I know about this street? I remember this. This street always had a good feeling." And of course, we were driving right between Thompson, right, the Williamson and the Green households. And I thought back at the time, not knowing that Marty had passed away, to times when I went as a teenager to the Green's house and the Williamson's house, because we kind of went back and forth, and brought my children. And what health and wholeness was always there. Open to everyone, kindness for everyone, food for everyone, which when you're a teenager is especially welcome. And I want to thank you for that, and I want to thank Marty for that as well, because those were formative years for many of us, and I'll remember them always. Maria's with me, of course, my mom, and just a few words from her. She says, "Marty would want us to speak quickly, just a few of us, because we all need to talk to each other and share those memories." Blessings to everybody.
Name badges. Brandon Hiddle, that was my mom. Deborah Hiddle back there. Like, yeah, that's who he is. So, Lord, just help me to do this right. I wrote down some notes because I didn't want to go too far off the notes. Like you said, keep this short. But I've known the Greens for 30 years. We started off here when they started this school back in, I think, 1976 or 77. Chris and I were 7 years old. And the Sallys, the Williamsons, we all were here as classmates. And so this is like a home for us, too. You know, you come back here, and it's always a place where you can feel at home, no matter how long you've been away. And Chris and I got along kind of like brothers. And I guess because his brother Scott had died when he was young, he was a single child, so he had many brothers inside the church. And so like brothers, we fought like brothers. until I was about 9 years old, and I went away to Iowa for a summer, to Shiloh. Some of you may remember Shiloh. And something changed in the dynamic between Chris and I when I came back. We never fought ever again. Never had any arguments, and was just more spiritually connected, I think, after that point in our lives. And what I want to say about Marty is that she was the mom who, even if you stayed at the house, she was like your mom. She wasn't going to let you get away with anything. You know, you think you could go over to the Greens and get a little spoiled. No, she treated you like, you know, you were her kid, which meant that you needed to do what you were supposed to do because you didn't want to get a bad report going back to your parents' house. And I remember one time when I was there, and I couldn't have been there more than an hour, and I got sick, and she took care of me. Didn't send me home, say, you know, hey, come pick up your kid, he's sick. She did what any mother would do, and she took care of me for the whole time. She took care of my concussions. She took care of my scraped legs. Marty was a servant, and that's what she did, and I think her life showed that. She spent it serving others. So what I learned from that is to do the same thing and to constantly look to serve those that you love and that you impact. Marty and Tom, the Greens, the Williamsons, were all our spiritual families. And in one of the last things that Jesus does on the cross is he makes a family. That's what he says. Mother beholds your son and son beholds your mother. Because he knew that that's what this is about in this journey in life. And so Tom, Chris, you know, I mean, I know you're not going to remember a lot of what's been said today. But I just bless you and thank you for being that spiritual family in the Williamsons. It's great to see you guys. And everybody else, thank you.
Before we run out of time, I'd just like to say about Marty as a mother in Israel, just a moment. Just, it's true, going all the way back to Terry White and Alan Nellis, two of her fine sons. She's always been, and Richard Smith and all the rest. She's always been a mother in Israel. And I pay tribute to her. She was willing to take the Wrights' two little ones while they went to Hawaii for a week. Canaan and Aaron when they were this big, and also our two little ones when we were gone for a week. And she has cared for all the children ever after. Even when they got to be big, they were still her sons and daughters. She still cared and rejoiced every time one of them got married or had a baby, and she still does to this day, I'm sure. And the sense of humor, I just wanted to tell you, when I was getting ready to dress for this morning, I thought, what should I wear? And I heard Marty's little voice say, Joan, this is not about you. This is about me. So I thought, fine, it doesn't matter what I wear. So I did want to tell you, though, I wouldn't be a visitation, but Marty, I had a word from Marty right after Tom called us the morning that she left. And it was just a flash, and this is what she said. It's amazing how many things didn't matter at all. And it's amazing what things really mattered. And that was it, just the flash. But I think that's a good word for all of us. And the way that they know that we are his disciples is because we love one another, whatever our labels. And I bear you my testimony of the Savior. We love the Lord with all of our hearts. And each of you, we're grateful to be here. In Jesus' name.
I'm just remembering, I'm Lori. Do you remember? Oh, I just remember when Alan and I were dating. He had a scheme going, and he lived in the brother's house, and he would call to see where the better meals were going. So he'd call the Greens, and he found out what he was up to, and oh, he caught it. Oh, gosh. And I remember also when I was pregnant with Anna. It was a tough pregnancy, and Marty was always there for me. And she was at that time going through her first chemo for breast cancer. So that was 20 years ago, and I'll be 21 in April. And so we had commiseration together, and she was just always there. And I'm so happy for that. And I remember her often telling me, now, Lori, you should do this. Do you remember? Lori, you should do that. And that was very sweet. And I also remember Anna starting her dance career at their home. Just many, many, many wonderful times there. Wonderful, dear, dear times and dear, dear memories and wonderful connections with so many people. And I know we're the Lord's. We're all together in him. And I say this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Tana. Marty meant a lot to all of us. And she was a woman of God. And she was always glad to offer her opinion. Usually that was the word of God, though. She was an amazing example to my family. My husband and I looked at Tom and Marty, and that was what a kingdom marriage was and is. She was with us when we had all of our children. That was very special. She helped usher our children into the world. sorry. Last month, I was given the privilege to spend the last few days of Marty's life with her and Tom, helping to care for her, helping to care for her and helping Tom. And it was one of the greatest privileges ever. And she stayed herself till the very end. The last words were, "Hurry up." She wanted her juice. We miss Marty a lot, but we know that God took her in his time and under his terms. And Tom asked me to read a verse that I shared with him shortly after Marty passed. And it's in the book of Psalms. And it's in a chapter where the writer is talking about death and how everyone is subject to death and everyone is subject to the power of the grave. And then it begins to talk about the righteous people. And it's a very short verse. And it says, "But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he will receive me." God received Marty. He took her. We don't know why. We'd like to have her around for a few more years, but God wanted her. And we glorify him in that. We glorify God in that.
I'm not going to regret not bringing my Kleenex up here, but I was thinking about Marty, and there's probably three things that stand out the most in my mind. I was privileged to spend 2 years living with Tom and Marty. At that time when you get out of your parents' house and you just think you're going to do all these kinds of things, but Marty was just like my mom. So the first thing that I definitely wanted to say about Tom and Marty both is that they were mothers and fathers, true to that, knew what to do and knew how to bring up kids. The second thing that I wanted to address, because I don't know where David is now, but in naming Ohio, my remembrances of Marty is that she always said Ohio. And I still very much seem to bring that out in every conversation that I have with anybody from Ohio. The other thing, and none of these are trivial, none of them are very spiritual, but this is how I think of Marty when I think of Marty. I don't drink sodas. For the most part, I've never been one of the people that are addicted to sodas. But when I lived with the Greens, I got really into Diet Dr. Pepper. And still continually, my son likes Dr. Pepper, but I tell him about, you know, how somebody that I used to live with used to send me off to work every day with a fried egg sandwich and Diet Dr. Pepper for my breakfast. So I know you guys said, try and make this short, and I just really wanted to be here. Because I grew up in San Diego, I happened to read the obituaries in the newspaper, and I was very happy that I had that chance to see. I definitely wanted to come and be a part of this, and I hope this doesn't sound too funny, but I'm really pleasantly surprised. I know I heard Brandon get up and talk, and it blesses my heart to see the kids grown up as adults and see, you know, what they're doing and what they're carrying in their spirits. And for everybody else that got up and talked, none of you have aged a bit. You all look beautiful.
Hi, I'm Melanie, and Tana was so eloquent about saying ushering children into this realm. When my husband Michael was dying, actually at the moment in the hospital before it was actually declared, Marty had just called, as she is a mother of Israel, caring and sharing, and we were on the phone live together when his final visit to the other side had completed. So Marty, as only Marty could do, was holding my hand via the phone saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant." So may I say to you guys, she just blessed me beyond all belief, and well done, good and faithful servant, Marty, in the Lord's name.
Ben. When I think about Marty, I definitely think of her in the present tense, first of all, and also I think about her being a mother to many, myself included, and I think of just a few different things. I think of Tab, for sure, the soda, and I think of scrambled eggs with ketchup, which I'd never had before. I think of the smell of vitamins in the kitchen, and she would always give me vitamins every time I came over. And especially the vitamin C wafers, the really good ones. And but she was a nurturer, and so caring and loving to everyone. I remember when Chris shot me in the foot with a BB gun. Marty was the one who, you know, brought me to the sink and very carefully and caringly pulled out the BB. And but you know, we were driving down with my children, and I was explaining what a memorial service is to them, and about how it's not necessarily sad, it's just a change of address, and that Marty's with the Lord, and I started thinking of her example and how much she really taught me about the Lord's goodness through the way she treated me and others.